USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says all Americans should mask up outside their homes.
Every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. The estimates by the experts are it will save over 40,000 lives in the next 3 months.
Legal experts have called the national mandate unconstitutional. Vice President Mike Pence is highlighting the crucial roles of farmers in the new U.S. trade deal.
USMCA is a win for Iowa. It's a win for the heartland, and it's a win for America's farmers.
The vice president continues.
In 2018 alone, Iowa's farmers and ranchers exported more than $6.6 billion worth of goods to Canada and Mexico.
The Dow on Thursday lost 80 points, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing, so that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Israel and the United Arab Emirates agreed to establish a formal diplomatic relationship, a dramatic shift brokered by the United States and President Trump that helped cement Israel's warming ties with the Gulf states. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien saying,
"It's really remarkable, I think, when you step back and take a look at what this president has done on the peace front. And it wouldn't surprise me. It'll take some time in this environment, but it wouldn't surprise me if the president's eventually nominated for a Nobel Prize for today's work as an example."
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Thursday she won't resume coronavirus aid talks with the White House unless they agree to a starting number of $2 trillion. Which is double the cost of the Republican proposal. Republicans oppose $1 trillion for state and local governments included in the Democratic plan, as well as $25 billion for the post office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The FBI is continuing to investigate the shooting of a military helicopter. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
A military helicopter made an emergency landing in Manassas, Virginia, after it was struck by a bullet. One service member inside was injured. The helicopter was conducting a routine training mission when the incident occurred. The bullet caused a minor injury to the hand of an aircrew member and damage to the aircraft, which is attached to the 1st Helicopter Squadron. The FBI said the injured service member was treated and released from the hospital. The FBI's Washington field office said it dispatched special agents to the Manassas airport to investigate the incident. The FBI and Joint Base Andrews called on members of the public with any information about the shooting to contact authorities.
After the Pac-12 and Big Ten said they would not be playing football this fall and instead hoping to play in the spring, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has a message for the colleges in his state.
We believe that discussions about short-circuiting the season are entirely misplaced, and I support Florida State continuing to play with the season as I do all the sports throughout the state of Florida. It's very, very important.
The Big 12 and SEC also coming out and saying full steam ahead regarding football in their conferences. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.